Now, we're going to talk some harness racing. The first Tab Eureka, set to be run Saturday, September 2. They're at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. And there is a major announcement today about the Tab Eureka. Joining us now is our harness racing expert and presenter at Sky Racing, Brittany Graham. Brittany, a very good morning to you.
Morning, Jerry. Morning, guys. Great to be on.
No, great to have you on. And tell us a bit about this announcement you're involved in later this morning surrounding the Tab Eureka.
Yeah, we're really excited in the world of harness racing for this inaugural running of the world's richest harness race, which has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? It's great to have such an event happening here in Australia and here in New South Wales at Tabcorp Park Menangle, which really is the home of harness racing. So that's September 2nd, the first ever running of the Tab Eureka, just over $2.1 million on offer. And a little later this morning, in fact, it's just after 9:15 on Sky Racing 1 this morning during the morning line, we're going to be announcing one of the biggest names in the sporting world signing on to be the Tab Eureka ambassador. And I think it's fair to say that this could be one of the biggest announcements happened in harness racing in a very, very long time. So you're going to have to tune in just after 9 o'clock this morning to Sky Racing 1 when we announce it all. But it's incredibly exciting, and I'm sure that it's really going to set not only the harness racing world alight, but the sporting world in general. It's really going to set it abuzz.
Looking forward to seeing who that is. Ooh. How significant is the Tab Eureka for the sport, Brittany, for racing generally? And I guess, how's it been received?
Yeah, it's incredible for our game, not only to have such great prize money on offer, but also to have that tag of the world's richest harness race, because it has the harness racing world talking. In fact, one of the biggest, most prestigious races on the harness racing calendar was staged this weekend, this weekend just gone, the Elite Lop in Sweden, where we had an Australian representative, where Just Believe went up. And I'm hearing that everybody was talking about the Tab Eureka in North America, much the same, because we know we've got the likes of Toddy and Andy McCarthy up there, who are Aussies, and Dexter Dunn, a Kiwi, who are really making waves on that scene. So everybody's talking about it, and it's coming together really nicely. We've already had four official runners confirmed. It's a slot race, much like the Everest. And the four initial runners to be locked in are Leap to Fame, who is the Triple Derby champion from last year. Also, Catch a Wave, this year's Chariots of Fire and Miracle Mile winner. Captain Ravishing, who's just an excitement machine. And My Ultimate Ronnie was announced last week as well. So four of the biggest names in harness racing, four great four-year-olds. It's the 3- and 4-year-old event to be staged, as I mentioned, on September 2nd at Tabcorp Park Menangle. So the build-up is continuing, and there's still those six positions left to be taken up. And I think after this announcement this morning, not only will excitement build, but people will be very, very keen to get themselves involved.
Yeah, it's a terrific concept. And just for those of us not completely across it, so obviously a slot race, as you've mentioned, but what about the conditions of the race, Brittany?
Yeah, as mentioned, for 3- and 4-year-olds, so it's a restricted age race, and it is for Australian bred pacers only. So has to be true blue Aussies to be involved in this world's richest harness race. And we're hoping, obviously, going forward, that'll really assist with the breeding industry. People will want to be picking out Australian breds at the yearling sales, because why wouldn't you when there's such a big prize pool on offer? So I think the flow-on effects will be significant, but in this first year, we couldn't have asked for a better crop of horses to choose from.
Okay, great stuff. So just a reminder of that announcement this morning, and keep your eyes peeled on Sky Racing 1. So 9:15 for the ambassador, wasn't it, Brittany?
Absolutely, 9:15, just after 9:15 on Sky Racing 1, so can't wait.
Okay, great stuff. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, guys. Go the Maroons.